We read further from Psalm 90, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place for generation and generation. Before the mountains were born, and thou hadst formed the earth and the world, and from eternity even to eternity, thou art God. Thou turnest man back to contrition, and sayest, Turn back, O sons of man. For 1,000 years in thine eyes are as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou didst pour down upon them, they are sleep. In the morning they are grass, which passes away. In the morning it flowers and changes. Toward the evening it is cut back and dries up. For we are all consumed in thine anger, and in thy fury we are troubled. Thou hast put our iniquities in front of thee, our hidden things to the light of thy face. For all our days are swept away in thy wrath. We consume all our years moaning. The days of our years have in them 70 years, and if with might, 80 years. But their pride is labor and sorrow, and it is hurriedly shorn off, and we fly away. Who knows the strength of thine anger? And as is the fear of thee, so is thy wrath. For the sake of counting our days, make known what is right, that we may put on a heart of wisdom. Return, O Yehovah, how long? And repent concerning thy servants. Satisfy us in the morning with thy mercy, that we may sing aloud and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days in which thou hast afflicted us, according to the years in which we have seen evil. Let thy work be seen by thy servants, and thine honor upon their sons, and let the pleasantness of Yehovah our God be upon us, and the deeds of our hands establish upon us, and the deeds of our hands establish them. We read also from the Arcana Celestia, number 10,217. Numbering, when said of all things of the church, which are the truths and goods of faith and love, means setting them in order and arranging them. Numbering has this meaning because numbering involves a review, and that which is reviewed by the Lord is also set in order and arranged. Moreover, the word by which numbering is here expressed in the original tongue means to review, to count up, to take note of, and also to visit, to command, to take control of, thus to set in order and arrange. That these meanings belong to this word is because in the spiritual sense, the one thing involves the other. And the spiritual sense is the interior sense of the words. This sense is often contained in the words of languages, especially the Eastern languages. Moreover, by numbering is meant to set in order and dispose in Jeremiah. In the cities of Jerusalem and of Judah shall the flocks yet pass over according to the hands of him who counts them. Flocks also are the goods and truths of the church. According to the hands of him who counts them means according to the way the Lord arranges them. In David, who knows the vehemence of thine anger? For the sake of counting our days, make known what is right, that we may put on a heart of wisdom. To count days is to set in order and arrange the states of life. And days are said to be counted or numbered when they are set in order and arranged, thus when they are finished, as in these passages. By the letting out of my days, I shall go away to the gates of hell. I have been numbered as to the residue of my years. A writing appeared before King Belshazzar, counted, weighed, and divided. For when to count means to set in order and arrange, then what is counted means what is finished, as when a line is drawn under the numbers on completing a calculation. The reason why numbering means to set in order and arrange is that by number is meant the quality of a thing and of a state. And what the quality is determined by the number adjoined. Hence, to count or number means to give a certain quality. And in spiritual things, giving a certain quality is accomplished by a setting in order and an arranging by the Lord. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.